The wedding of Fernando de Medici to Princess Christina of Lorraine in 1589 was one of the most magnificent in history. Duke Fernando was determined that news of this event should impress the rest of Europe, so he produced numerous festival books and souvenirs of the event. Invited guests wrote memoirs telling of the festivities, and so the meticulous details of the wedding were preserved. It took an entire year to plan the wedding, and the celebration was a month long, with elaborate pageantry bringing together the artistic and intellectual forces of Renaissance Tuscany. The wedding ceremony itself took place in Florence Cathedral and was followed by outdoor events for the public. For the aristocratic guests, there was the courtyard of the Palazzo Pitti, flooded so that a mock sea battle could take place. There were banquets, balls, comedies, and musical interludes called intermedia. The total cost of the wedding spectacles came to around 240 million rands. One of the musical highlights of the wedding has survived. It is a set of intermedia called La Pellegrina, or the Pilgrim Woman. Originally, an intermedia, or intermission, was something short to be performed between the acts of plays. But by this time, the intermedia overshadowed the play and was well on the way to becoming opera. La Pellegrina was made up of music by the famous Florentine musicians Jacopo Peri and Giulio Caccini. The theme of La Pellegrina was the influence of music on humankind. Each intermedia was grander than the last. The penultimate song, O Fortuna Giorno, O Auspicious Day, was the grandest moment of all. The composer Cristofani Malvesi scored it for 30 voices across 7 choirs, which would have been spread out, so as to create impressive stereophonic effects. Malvesi's O Fortuna Giorno is performed here by Pygmalion under Raphael Pichon.
Thank you.
To listen to this bonbon again, please go to www.fmr.co.za. Click on Podcasts, Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.